Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We as Pakistanis condemn the official visit of Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia to Pakistan and disassociate ourselves from his criminal acts around the globe. We demand the government of Pakistan to not welcome Al Saud criminals in Pakistan. Rather, there should be a protest against his inhumane acts, as Al Saud from the very beginning till now has been disrespecting Islam by demolishing the graves of Holy Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and Ashab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Shame,
Al shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame,
Al Saud.
Shame, shame,
Al Saud. Saudi Arabia is directly or indirectly involved in the killings of innocent human beings in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and elsewhere. Saudi Arabia has been constantly targeting Shias of Al-Qatif province in Saudi Arabia. Basic human rights of everyone has been constantly violated in Saudi Arabia. Freedom of speech is completely banned in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is directly responsible for destroying Muslim unity and especially backing extremist banned outfits in Pakistan. It has been witnessed that the Hujjaj at the shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been ridiculed and abused by extremist Wahhabi mullahs on government payroll and has become a routine. There should have been a protest against the heinous crimes committed by Al Saud, especially bin Salman Mal'oon. Not a warm welcome. Seems as if the government of Pakistan is following the footsteps of Saudi Arabia by banning the protests against bin Salman's visit to Pakistan. Islamic Republic of Pakistan has already suffered in the so-called Afghan facade because of Al Saud, and till today the nation is paying the price. Therefore, Pakistan should not take part in any of Saudi global destructive agenda anymore. Qaid-e-Azam Muhammad Ali Jinnah rahmatullah alayhi founded Pakistan so that it becomes exemplary for the rest of Ummah, not a playground for Saudi Wahhabi extremist Al Saud regime. Now, being patriotic Pakistanis, we have our apprehensions that in the past Saudi Rial has got Pakistanis killed. Therefore, we demand a transparency in the use of funds given to Pakistan and that there is no hidden sectarian agenda behind it. May our beloved motherland, Islamic Republic of Pakistan, be safe and prosperous till the day of judgment. Ameen. Pakistan! 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 Al Saud!